Welcome to Brain Injury Conversations. Hello, I'm Cynthia. Thank you for listening to our podcast where we meet some extraordinary people. Today is no different. Jen Corbin survived a traumatic brain injury while living in the United States. Her survival and recovery has astounded doctors, family, and friends. She describes her new life living with brain injury as a daily adventure with some wonderment, but not without many challenges. Since living back home in Australia, she's been able to rekindle her art practice as a creative outlet. Painting has now taken on a more prominent role in calming her mind, thoughts, and actions after her injury. Jen Corbin agreed to share her story. Good morning, Jen. Nice to speak to you today.
Good morning, Cynthia. It's a beautiful day here. Nice to chat with you again too.
Oh, good. Now, the first question for the art exhibition I've got for you is, can you just tell us a little bit about your brain injury?
Okay. This brain injury occurred in 2017. In fact, it will be 6 years next week.
Next week.
I was living in a beautiful place called Rockfish, Virginia, and I suffered a traumatic brain injury.
So Rockfish, Virginia, so, in the United States.
In the United States, yes.
Yeah. And what side of your brain is your injury, Jen?
Well, I was shot on the right side of my brain, but the bullet is still lodged in my brain. So there, it broke into two pieces. So there is a part of it is at the front, sort of, you know, around where your third eye would be, or, you know, the center of your brow, and the other part is on the left side, sort of above my ear.
Right.
So they don't know how that did that, but
no.
That's what it did.
Wow. Was art in your life before the injury happened, Jen?
I had started to paint. I was just sort of starting out. I've always sort of been a creative person. I've always liked to do things with my hands, and I'm mostly self-taught with the crafts that I learned. So I used to do mosaics and glass mirrored mosaics. I did a lot of knitting, and I'd sort of tried painting, but it's that old thing of I'd been told at school that I had absolutely no artistic ability, so you'd be better off to do economics.
Did you have the same teacher as I did?
Possibly. or maybe that was just the norm then. They just sort of...
They didn't want you to do arts at that time, did they? No.
No. And I think in my family also there was a lot of music ability. So there was a lot of my two older sisters learnt the piano. I learnt for a while, and my brother play instruments. One brother, actually, that's been his professional career, he's been a musician. So art wasn't sort of in the line of, it wasn't seen as a venture to go. Like music, yes, but art, oh no, that's just playing with paint. So.
But still very creative.
Yes. Yeah. So I started to teach myself to paint. I think it was around 2011 I sort of started to pick up paintbrushes. That's when I discovered you can't do oil painting in your bedroom.
Probably not a great idea, no.
Not a great idea. So So then I changed to acrylics.
So. Right. So after your injury, how long did it take you to take up painting again?
Probably about a year and a half. With my injury, I feel like I'm perpetually on a boat in rocking water. Mm-hmm. So I have a constant moving, and it's only been in perhaps the last 6 months that I've actually been able to look down for a little bit. So looking down is, I've had to do everything at sort of eye level. So even when I started mixing the paints, I'd have to hold the palette up and mix the paint in front of my eyes. I couldn't actually look down and mix the paints. Which is lots of challenges and a bit of fun, and ended up with quite a bit on my face.
So would you say painting was a therapy for you?
Oh, definitely. It's definitely been a therapy for me, even though like it's had all its own challenges in it, it's somewhere I can always sort of just go and sort of disappear for a little while.
And you described it to me one day as everything just melts away when you're painting.
Yes, everything else just sort of falls away into the background, and now it's you and the paint and the canvas. And a part of that also is, so I have a lot of short-term memory, lack of recall, and so I would mix the colours on the palette, and then I would look back at the painting trying to work out where I was going to put those colours, and then I would go back to the palette but not remember what colour it was that I was doing. So,
or where it was going to go on the painting.
I'm sorry?
Or where it was going to go on the painting.
Or where it was going to go on the painting, yeah. So it was a very slow process, but it also taught me a lot of to be present and to just be here now. And so right now I'm just mixing this colour and then trying to remember. For a while I got post-it notes and would sort of stick it where I was going to put the paint.
Oh, right.
And then I could mix the paint and then, okay, it was going there. So, yeah, just finding little ways to adapt or assist.
Yeah, to strategize around it.
Yes, lots of strategizing.
Yeah. So why is art so important to you? I know that's one of the reasons, but are there any other reasons?
I love colors, and I like, I just love watching the painting unfold. So with most artists will tell you that your painting will go through this very fugly stage, or ugly stage. And so it's also them being able to sort of like get through that part, and then the image will start to come through on the canvas. So it's just that process of finding the colours, mixing the paint, using different brush strokes to create different effects, and then just watching it come to life. It's magical.
It is. Do you see things differently now to what you did before, do you think? Do you see the world in a different way?
Oh, everything is different. But I think with the painting, it's more just enjoying, you know, as the sort of catchphrase is now, enjoying the journey, but it's just the enjoying, whereas I feel like when I started painting, it was about getting the paint on the canvas but also getting to the end result, whereas now I feel like I'm quite happy to just continually add the layers. And that's the wonderful thing about acrylic also, is you can just keep adding layers, layer like Sara Lee's, layer upon layer upon layer. So
And you can leave it and come back to it the next day, or if you're tired, you can come back to it. So it doesn't have to be all done like oil painting.
No, and you can just also just paint over it and start again. So I have quite a few canvases that I think have 6 or 7 paintings under them where I've got to this stage and then gone, no, I'm not doing that. But then I also discovered that I'd actually gessoed over a lot of paintings that I actually wanted to keep. And it wasn't until I'd half covered the canvas that I sort of went, oh no, that wasn't the one. So anyway, just the fun of doing it. So
just start again and do it again.
So just start again, yeah. New canvas.
All right, Jen. Well, thank you for that.
Thank you, Cynthia.
Jen Corbin was our guest on today's episode of Brain Injury Conversations. Go to our Facebook page, Brain Injury Conversations, where we have posted some of Jen's artwork. Subscribe for more Brain Injury Conversations. Until next time, I'm Cynthia.